you will ever own, guaranteed.
Good morning, America. Welcome, my friends, to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here, along with Doug Winfrey. This is your nutritional pharmacy show, your nutritional pharmacist, Ben Fuchs, reporting for duty. We're here 5 days a week on The Bright Side. Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central. I'm joined, as I always am, by my co-host, Douglas Winfrey. Greetings, Douglas.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. I should tell our listeners our phone number is 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933 if you want to join in the conversation today. We're going to finish up our talk on glutathione and then start a new discussion on fluoride, as we promised. But first, Doug, I want to cover a few interesting stories. By the way, if you want to learn more about the longevity products and if you want to join me in my mission to help educate the world on nutritional supplementation, we've got a new website for you, brightsideben.com, brightsideben.com. There's some videos up there of my 8 chapters of good nutrition. You can check those out, and you can certainly purchase products, the longevity line of products, and we're going to constantly be updating that site, so you want to check that regularly, brightsideben.com. And if you want to send me an email, ben@ksco.com, ben@ksco.com. All right, before we get into our discussion on glutathione, the master antioxidant, the master detoxifier, the master cancer fighter in the body, let's see what's in the news today, Doug. There's a story that we talked about off air, no threat from Japanese radiation spread across the United States, even though there is radioactive material that is being detected from coast to coast, from California to New Hampshire and Maine, apparently, Doug, that the levels that they're measuring are far beyond the levels that are required to cause health problems. What do you think of? And I'll tell the folks what I think of when I read that. What do you think of when you read that?
Well, what I find interesting about it is about midway through this Fox News story is it says, curiously, one spot where extremely small amounts of radioactive isotopes were detected was Las Vegas Atomic Testing Museum, about 65 miles from the desert site where the U.S. tested the bombs in the 1950s, according to Ted Hartwell, the manager of environmental monitoring at the Research Institute, says that certain isotopes he's certain that they have come from Japan because they're not usually detected in Nevada, but said the readings were far below the levels that could pose health risk. In fact, they go on to say, they quote Gerhard Wotwa from Austria's Central Institute of Meteorology and Geodynamics, said that the amounts of radiation detected so far were a fraction of what people are normally exposed to, adding that doctors, pilots, and others often are confronted with much higher concentrations. And I wonder, I'm sure the doctors, that's from x-rays and things, but the pilots, I'm wondering if that's from these new scanners that they're talking about, because I did see a story I didn't get a chance to read, but the headline was that they think that it's possible there's a small outside chance these new scanners they're using could pose a cancer risk for some individuals.
Well, you know, we're not going to really see anything tremendous. We're not going to see anything dramatic in terms of health issues that probably comes from this this radioactive disaster that took place in Japan. In Japan, they may find some the rates of disease going up pretty dramatically. But here, we probably won't even notice it. And what I think of when I read these kinds of articles is that we need to be taking care of ourselves on a baseline level. You don't want to wait for a nuclear disaster before you wake up to the fact that nutritional supplementation is an important strategy for protection, for all around protection. We're not going to see thyroid cancer rates go up that dramatically. We're not going to see other cancer rates go up that dramatically. There may be a slight increase, a slight bump, but we're always subject to radiation, either ionizing radiation or non-ionizing radiation from things like scanners, as you point out, Doug. Even computer screens put out certain amounts of radiation. Of course, there's solar radiation. What we want to be thinking about, folks, is getting on a baseline nutritional supplement program. Study after study after study shows that when you give yourself these basic building blocks, all of the markers of disease drop. All of them, friends. So what you want to do is not wait for a nuclear disaster or not wait for any other kind of environmental disaster before you start to understand the power of these nutritional supplements. We've been talking about iodine supplements for protecting the thyroid. Well, friends, iodine supplementation is important for a lot of things, not just for protecting your thyroid from radiation poisoning, but iodine is an important supplement for protecting your glands, all of your glands, from just general poisoning, just general environmental poisoning, because when you give your body the good stuff, it does not take in the bad stuff. Get yourself on an iodine supplement program just as part of your daily lifestyle. Get yourself on a nutritional supplement program just as part of your daily lifestyle. What we call diseases are really the symptoms of nutritional deficiencies. From the journal, let's see, this is from Dr. William Pierce, a Santa Ana-based California urologist. He says that erectile dysfunction is actually a symptom of other disease states. And we know about erectile dysfunction these days because you can't get spend 5 minutes on TV without seeing a commercial for Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra. Well, according to Dr. William Pierce in Santa Ana, a urologist from Santa Ana, he says that 94 million men suffer from erectile dysfunction, yet for the most part, erectile dysfunction is a disease caused by poor circulation. Well, where do you get poor circulation from, friends? More often than not, if you got problems with your circulatory system that are affecting you, your sexuality, erectile dysfunction that are causing erectile dysfunction, you've got problems with your circulation in other regards as well. If your circulatory system is blocked, you are at risk for a whole litany of disease states. The circulatory system gets blocked largely when blood sugar changes take place and when insulin changes take place. And this gets us back to our triangle of disease. How do you handle the triangle of disease, which, by the way, is the digestive system, the blood sugar system, and the adrenal system? Through lifestyle choices around diet and nutritional supplementation. Doug, we talked last week about 12,400 different disease categories, according to the World Health Organization. If you try to attack your disease states at the symptom level, you are just going to go crazy. You're going to be forced to take prescription drugs that are going to cause side effects that only prescription drugs are going to be able to handle, which will cause more side effects than only prescription drugs will be able to handle, which will cause more side effects, and on and on and on. Unlike nutritional supplementation, which not only gets to the root of the problem, not only do prescription drugs get to the root of the problem, but that they don't have side effects, they have beneficial effects, which is why you want to understand the power of nutritional supplementation. Another article from this one from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, polycystic ovarian syndrome, PCOS, and omega-3 fatty acids. Apparently, omega-3 fatty acids, through the displacement of omega-6 fatty acids, help heal polycystic ovarian syndrome problems, PCOS problems. Polycystic. Whenever you hear the word poly in a disease state, poly means many. Polycystic means many cysts. Whenever you hear the word poly, you want to associate that with growth. Something is making tissue move and grow inappropriately. Whenever growth occurs inappropriately, once again, we want to backtrack it to the insulin system. Insulin is a growth hormone largely. Many folks know about the problems with blood sugar, but not many people know about the problems with insulin. If you go to the doctor and you tell him that you're worried about diabetes or you have some problems with hypoglycemia, he may check your blood sugar and he'll probably tell you that your blood sugar is fine. But what he doesn't check is your blood insulin levels, your fasting blood insulin levels, and many times fasting blood insulin levels are elevated in the body's effort to control and sometimes successfully control blood sugar. So if your blood sugar is normal but you have symptoms, you want to know what your blood insulin, your fasting blood insulin levels are. Insulin primarily is a growth hormone. When you have a polycystic issue, whether it's polycystic kidney disease or polycystic ovarian disease, any kind of poly issue, whenever you hear that word poly or that prefix poly, you want to think about blood sugar and insulin. And there's wonderful strategies for helping lower insulin. First and foremost, you want to avoid those insulin-spiking foods. And secondly, you want to understand the importance of nutritional supplementation for potentizing, making your insulin stronger. I love the Youngevity Sweeties for that reason. Chromium and vanadium are the two most significant minerals for potentizing insulin. Not that magnesium is not important, because it certainly is, and there's some other strategies. We'll talk about those as well. And take your phone calls at 866-582-9933. I am pharmacist Ben Fuchs, along with Doug Winfrey. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Check out my blog, brightsideben.com. We'll be back with more good health information right after this.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
You know your gear can make the difference between a good day and a really bad day. It's time to prepare, and quality gear from emgear.net is the critical factor for surviving in the toughest conditions. You'll find only the best gear from quality manufacturers at emgear.net, like Maxpedition hard-use gear, Everly Stock backpacks, Snug Pack sleeping bags, Essie knives, Ultimate Survival fire starters, waterproof bags, Adventure medical kits, Surefire flashlights, and tactical gear from SoTech, Spec Ops, Tactical Tailor, and more. Our staff knows the gear inside and out and will answer all your questions. EMGear.net always treats you with first-class customer service, affordable pricing, and a low $5.95 flat rate domestic shipping fee, no matter the size of your order. And EMGear.net stocks what we sell in our warehouse and never drop ships any orders. Call 678-455-5850. That's 678-455-5850. Or see our complete line at EMGear.net. For tactical, survival, and everyday carry, choose EMGear.net. Tough, rugged, reliable.
Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources. Today is March 29th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $14,1720. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $14,5370, $726.85 for a half ounce, and $363.43 for a quarter ounce. $14,5370, $726.85, $363.43.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support of the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I've teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter-ounce pure gold coin. For only $390 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And we are back on the bright side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here with Doug Winfrey. 866-582-9933 is our number. 866-582-9933. I am a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements in my practice. I don't like using prescription drugs. And this is the program for you if you understand that nutritional supplementation is the key to good health, not prescription drug medicine. 866-582-9933 is your phone number. You can check out my website, brightsideben.com, brightsideben.com, Or if you want to send me an email, ben@kfco.com. If you've got questions about the longevity line of supplements, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, we want to hear from you at 866-582-9933. We're talking a bit about insulin and blood sugar, and I want to emphasize this difference. It's very critical that you understand this difference. Even physicians don't make the distinction between elevated blood sugar and elevated insulin. If your blood sugar is fine, if your blood sugar is normal, but you are experiencing symptoms of hypoglycemia, low blood sugar, for example, if you have diabetes in your family, if you're craving lots of sugar and lots of carbohydrates, but you go to the doctor to have your blood sugar checked, and he tells you, well, your blood sugar is fine, Mrs. Jones. What may be happening is your insulin levels may be creeping higher and higher in order to take care of your blood sugar. The problem there is insulin on its own is a problem. You know, sugar is a problem. Blood sugar is clearly a problem. As we've said many times before, sugar is explosive, and it'll explode your protein just like it burns a marshmallow. If you stick a marshmallow in fire and it goes poof, you have a kind of visual image of what happens inside your body in response to elevated blood sugar. Just like that marshmallow goes poof and explodes, so does your collagen, and so does the protein in your body, and so do your enzymes. Anywhere where there's protein, sugar will react. Chemists call that the Maillard reaction, also known as the Browning reaction. Technically, it's referred to as glycation. But above and beyond the problems with sugar, there are problems with insulin. Insulin is known as a sugar metabolizing hormone, but it really is a growth hormone, and it will make things grow, and it will make cells divide. So if your blood sugar is stable, but your insulin is high or elevated to help keep your blood sugar stable, you may be at higher risks for heart disease, you may be at higher risks for hypertension, you may be at higher risks for obesity, you may be at higher risk for blood cholesterol elevations, blood fat changes, you may be at higher risk for cancer as well. In fact, this whole constellation of symptoms that are associated with elevated insulin are called metabolic syndrome or syndrome X, and some 60 million Americans at least suffer from some of the signs of metabolic syndrome or syndrome X, which is related to elevated insulin distinct from elevated sugar. So how do you take care of elevated insulin? Well, first and foremost, you got to avoid or at least restrict your intake of insulin-spiking foods. Insulin-spiking foods are high glycemic index foods, foods that burn quickly in the body, especially sugary foods, fruit juice foods, and refined carbohydrates like white bread, white pasta, and white rice. Certainly soda pop and cakes and candies and sweets fall into that category as well.
Doesn't alcohol as well?
Alcohol, alcohol a little bit. Ethanol is similar to sugar. It's not quite the same thing, but not the same way fruit juice does or cookies and cakes do. I wouldn't put alcohol in the same category, but yeah, alcohol will have a little bit of an insulin spiking effect. But it's mostly the refined carbohydrates that you're looking at as being problematic, the ones where all the fiber is taken out and all the sugar is left behind. Fruit juice is a real big culprit that a lot of folks consider to be a health food. I'd be staying away from fruit juice, and I'd be sticking to the veggie juice if I was concerned about my insulin levels. So restricting your amount of insulin-spiking foods is very important. And then, surprise, surprise, there are wonderful supplements that can help strengthen your insulin. So, number one, you want to help your body not have to pump out as much insulin, help your pancreas not have to pump out as much insulin by avoiding certain foods. And then, secondly, you want to help your body not have to put out as much insulin by making the insulin that it is putting out stronger. And that's where the sweeties comes in, the chromium and vanadium. Sweeties you get, of course, from longevity. It's made with chromium and vanadium, these two minerals that are not found in very many foods but are very significant when it comes to potentizing or strengthening your insulin. The B vitamins are also important, especially vitamins B1 and B3 and maybe even B12. And then there's other minerals that are important, too. Magnesium is very important for the insulin response. And zinc is very important for the insulin response as well. Many folks are deficient in these specific key minerals, zinc, magnesium, chromium, and vanadium. And this is possibly related to the fact that so many people suffer from not only hyperinsulinemia, too much insulin in the blood, but also from pre-diabetes and diabetes. Doug, do you know 100 million people in this country are pre-diabetic or diabetic? That's one out of three folks. That is craziness.
And you know, when you go to the doctor and get your blood tested to see if you have diabetes, don't you generally have to specifically ask them to do an insulin check? Because they don't normally do that's not part of the normal panel.
Right. Right. The normal panel is blood sugar. And not only do you have to ask them, but chances are they won't even do it. Because having your insulin checked is an expensive test that most doctors don't even know about. So, and I'm not kidding you. Doctors don't even know that that's available. A lot of doctors don't even know that that's available. So even if you ask for it, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get it. So if your doctor is somehow resistant to having your insulin checked, folks, find another doctor. Find a naturopath. You want to know where your insulin's at, and you want to know if you're hyperinsulinemic. That means too much insulin in the blood. All right. I want to talk about this an article that came out in the Annals of Rheumatic Disease. And, Doug, you have one that relates to this article. But this one really got my goat. Cancer drug shows promise for treating scleroderma. And this is from the Annals of Rheumatic Disease that appeared this month in the March issue of the Annals of Rheumatic Disease. A drug approved to treat certain types of cancer has shown promising results in the treatment of patients with scleroderma. Now, for those folks who don't know it, scleroderma is a autoimmune disease. Diseases are where the body attacks itself, different parts of itself. Hashimoto's thyroiditis is an autoimmune disease of the thyroid. Arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune disease of the joints. And scleroderma is an autoimmune disease of the connective tissue, like collagen. And it's really hideous because the body is filled with connective tissue, and so any part of the body that has connective tissue is going to be under immune attack when you have scleroderma. So why do you suppose a cancer drug would be used to treat an autoimmune disease? Let's play medical detective. What's a cancer drug doing? Doug, help me out.
Shuts down the immune system.
There you go. A cancer drug suppresses immunity. So it shouldn't come as a surprise if you've been listening to this program that when you take a drug that suppresses immunity, you're going to have a reduction in your autoimmune symptoms. But you're still going to have an autoimmune problem. Just because you have a reduction in autoimmune symptoms doesn't mean your body is not attacking itself any longer. It's just you're just not seeing it in the symptomology. So the key is to figure out why do you have an autoimmune disease. And once again, I've said it many times before, but it bears repeating. If you have any autoimmune disease, Hashimoto's, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, scleroderma, lupus, whatever it is, folks, you have an associated digestive condition that needs to be addressed. You cannot have an autoimmune disease, an autoimmune attack, without an associated causal digestive condition. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. 866-582-9933 is our number. We'll be back on The Bright Side right after this. Check out my blog, brightsideben.com or pharmacistben.com. We'll be back with more good health information after this break.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub for boomers and beyond.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, along with Doug Winfrey. 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933 is your number. Check out my website, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now button if you want to be a team associate or if you want to be a longevity member and help me spread the word about the power of nutritional supplementation. We're here on the Bright Side, Monday through Friday, from 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central. We're talking about, before we went to break, we talked about the idea of using an autoimmune drug to treat, using a cancer drug to treat autoimmune diseases. Autoimmune diseases are when the body's immune system somehow gets the wrong signaling, the wrong message, and turns its attack guns on itself, on different parts of the body. And we call these different parts of the body that get attacked, we end up calling these different disease states, but they're really the same problem. It's an immune system that has, for one reason or another, misidentified its friend as foe. Structures of the body, which should be friends, are now interpreted as foes and become subject to immune attack. Hence, you have your autoimmune disease. But what I want everybody to recognize is that no matter where that autoimmune disease takes place, whether it takes place in the connective tissue, whether it takes place in the skin, whether it takes place in the joints, whether it takes place in the glands, wherever that autoimmune disease takes place, it has one cause, and that is the digestive system. Backtrack all your autoimmune diseases to something going wrong with the digestive system. Now, it should be simple to treat a digestive condition. All you got to do, theoretically, is figure out what is triggering your digestive problem and eliminate that. Now, I say theoretically because, as it turns out, because of how we cook and how we eat and the complexity of our foods and the complexity of our recipes, sometimes it's not that simple to figure out what the food is. That's why you have to do something called a food diary. Whenever you have any kind of digestive symptomology, you want to write down all the foods you're eating and then write down how you feel 2, 4, 6, 12, 24 hours even after you eat that food. And when you start to notice a trend, you start to notice, gosh, every time I have food A, whether it's grains or potatoes or corn or pasta or cake or whatever it is I eat and I have a digestive problem, that's a food that needs to be eliminated. Secondly, you want to take in nutritional supplements that help strengthen the digestive system. One of the most important is probiotics, good bacteria. I love the Flora FX and the BioLumen Nightly Essence from Youngevity. Any digestive problem can be fixed if you take the correct supplements and avoid the digestive triggers, and one of the most important of the digestive supplements are so-called good bacteria. From the American Academy of Neurology, the March 29, 2011 issue of the journal Neurology, weight loss surgery can significantly improve migraines, according to a study. Well, it turns out that it's not weight loss so much that is affecting your migraine headaches. It's food loss that's affecting the migraines. Many times, migraine headaches are also caused by dietary problems, by digestive problems. Vasodilation, that is blood vessels opening up, and vasoconstriction, blood vessels closing, can be regulated by allergic chemicals, allergic mediators, specifically something called histamine. We'll cover that in a moment, but let's take a phone call first. 866-582-9933 is our number. Ms. Anonymous, what's going on? Greetings, Ms. Anonymous.
Hello. Hey. Hi there. Thank you.
Sure.
I wanted to ask you, thank you for all your kindness. You know,
sure.
We greatly appreciate your
sure.
effort trying to reach us and help us in, you know, dealing with the different issues of life when it comes, you know, when it relates to health.
Thank you so much.
I
appreciate that.
Yeah, honestly, we do appreciate you. I have an uncle that he was diagnosed. He's only 69 years old, and he was diagnosed with lung cancer.
Okay.
He has a heart condition.
Okay.
And then when he was very young, he lost one kidney.
Okay.
Now the doctors, they're telling him to take to, they want to remove his lung.
Okay, they're carving him up like a Thanksgiving Day turkey. They're just cutting pieces out of his body. The lung's cancerous, though, right?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Did they say where it's at, which stage it's at?
I think it's in the beginning stage.
Well, you know, depending on how far the cancer is spread, you may need to have the lung removed, and I'm not an oncologist and I'm not his doctor, so I can't tell you what to do in that regard. But I can tell you I can give you some ideas of what you want to do whenever you suspect that cancer is present. And by the way, we're always getting cancer. Typically, though, the body will carve the cancer out. Typically, the body's enzyme systems will eliminate the cancer on its own. It's simply when those systems, those removal systems, become overloaded, and that's when we end up with a full-blown case of carcinoma, of cancer. So in your uncle's case,
it may be that he does need to have the lung removed. I'm not sure, and I can't answer that. I can't address that. But what I can tell you is if you have cancer, you want to consider intravenous nutritional supplementation. And I'm not sure what part of the country you're in, but if you have a naturopath or you have naturopaths in your area, you may want to make some phone calls and look for somebody who does intravenous glutathione, intravenous vitamin C, intravenous B complex, and intravenous nutrients in general, specifically things that are important for cancer like antioxidants. And by intravenous, I mean they put high doses of these nutrients in a bag and they stick them right in your blood. Directly bypassing your digestive system, you get high concentrations of these nutritional supplements, and many people get tremendous benefits from high doses, mega doses, doses of these supplements that you can't really get in the supplemental fashion, in an oral fashion. You can get in an intravenous fashion, and of course, then you bypass the digestive process and you bypass the liver too. So that's something that you may want to consider. Find a naturopath, find somebody who can give. And even a doctor, if you have a good doctor who can do it, and you don't need a naturopath, but find somebody who can do intravenous nutritional substances, glutathione specifically, vitamin C also, and then the B complex too.
Okay, may I ask you to, could you in the future give some explanation of this, fibromyalgia, and then bone degenerative disease?
Sure, I definitely will. Absolutely. In fact, I was going to talk a little bit about osteoporosis today. Maybe I'll get that. We can get to that before the end of the show. But I'll take that under advisement. Fibromyalgia is a very interesting subject. And surprise, surprise, there's one place you want to treat when you have fibromyalgia. I'll bet you can guess what that is. But we'll talk about that when we come back. We'll talk about that. If we don't talk about that when we come back from break, we'll talk about it on another show. Okay? Thanks so much for calling. Appreciate it. And thanks for your kind words. God bless you as well. Okay, yeah, intravenous nutritional substances, very important. You don't have to have cancer to benefit either, but certainly if you do have cancer, the neat thing about getting intravenous substances into your blood is you bypass the liver and you bypass the digestive system. And many times if you have cancer, you've got a liver that is swamped, a liver that's overloaded, and chances are you have a digestive system that has been compromised for decades, sometimes for your entire life, as we've talked about before in this program. So IV glutathione, IV, B-complex, and high doses of intravenous vitamin C. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side. We've got to take another break. 866-582-9933 is the number if you want to chime in today. 866-582-9933. If you want to send me an email, you can send it to ben@ksco.com, ben@ksco.com. And if you want to learn more about the Youngevity line of nutritional products, if you want to join me in my mission to help educate the world about the importance of nutritional supplementation and lifestyle choices for your good health, you can click on the Join Now button at the top of the page. We'll be back with more good health information on the Genesis Communication Network. I'm pharmacist Ben, along with Doug Winfrey. You're listening to The Bright Side. Don't go away.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Back in thrones have their tomb. Flexibility with the room.
Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
Alex has told you about the terrible perfect storm of rising food prices. The Japanese tragedy proves how important food is. Our own gas prices are driving food costs through the roof. The huge population countries are buying up American unprotected exports of food. The falling dollar is inflating food prices. Ethanol subsidies are driving fuel and food costs to all-time highs. We are experiencing the greatest explosion of food shortages and food prices America has ever seen. Folks, you have to freeze the cost and availability of your food now. Through March 31st, eFoods Direct has free shipping on all orders. You can freeze the cost and availability of your food and have it shipped free. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Free shipping ends March 31st. 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, along with Doug Winfrey. We're here every day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, on the Genesis Communication Network, 8 to 9 Pacific Time, 10 to 11 Central Time. 866-582-9933 is our number. You can send me an email at ben@ksco.com. ben@ksco.com. Check out my webpage, brightsideben.com, brightsideben.com, if you want to help me. If you want to help me in my mission to help inform and educate the world about the importance of nutritional supplementation, you can click on the button at the top right-hand side of the page, Become a Team Associate. Or if you want to buy some longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, I especially recommend the Tangy Tangerine, Beyond Tangy Tangerine Powder, which has got all of your minerals and all of your basic 88 nutrients without the essential fatty acids. And it tastes great, and it's super economical, too. You can click on the Enroll as a Preferred Customer button, and you can buy your products wholesale, as well as join me in my mission. All right, before we wind down today, I want to cover a couple things that I promised I'd talk about, finish up our discussion on the body's primary king, master, knight in shining armor, antioxidant, detoxifying, anti-cancer substance, something called glutathione. We said yesterday glutathione is a tripeptide. It's made up of three peptides. Peptide is just a simple word that means amino acid, and three amino acids compose this very important nutritional substance, glutathione. Number one, the amino acid glutamine. Glutamine is a very important amino acid, not found in a lot of foods. The best way to get your glutamine is in whey protein or as a supplemental powder, and you can do about 5 grams or so a day of glutamine. It doesn't taste like anything. You just throw a teaspoon or so in water and drink it down. You can also get it, as I say, in Nature's Whey or any whey protein powder product. The second of the tripeptides is something called cysteine, and that's an amino acid that is available as a supplement in the form of NAC, which stands for N-acetylcysteine. You can just call it NAC, and you want about 600 to 1,000 milligrams a day of NAC.
NAC is so powerful, it's actually a prescription drug. In fact, there's 20 different products that are nothing more than the same N-acetylcysteine nutritional substance that get marketed as prescription drugs, for the most part, for treating respiratory issues. In fact, folks who have cystic fibrosis typically will have respiratory lung problems, mucus in the lungs, problems breathing, and NAC, N-acetylcysteine, is powerful medicine for respiratory problems, and it's also part of this master antioxidant, master detoxifying system, glutathione. And then the third of the tripeptides is an amino acid called glycine, G-L-Y-C-I-N-E. And once again, it's hard to find glycine unless you're using whey protein. That's one of the neatest things about whey protein is it's got all of your amino acids, all of your peptides for helping make glutathione. And then on top of that, it has glutathione in it as well. Whey protein is just absolutely loaded with substances that are important for the immune system, important for building tissue, and especially important for the digestive tract. Remember, when we're born, our digestive tracts are born premature, and our immune systems are born premature as well. Nature has devised a setup where the immune system and the digestive system will mature in response to substances that are found in mother's milk, and found especially in the whey fraction of mother's milk. And when you use mother's milk, when a baby gets mother's milk, as long as the mom is well nutriated, the digestive system and the immune system respond by maturation. If you have a condition where the mother is breastfeeding but the mother is deficient herself in nutrients, or even worse, where moms are not breastfeeding and many moms aren't breastfeeding, then you have a condition where the digestive system and the immune system will become problematic. Babies who have colic are an example of what can occur when the digestive system and the immune system are immature. Roughly 20% of United States babies, usually in the first few months of their lives, suffer from colic. And guess what doctors will tell you about colic? There's nothing wrong with your baby, and your baby will just outgrow her colic or his colic. Well, don't make your baby suffer. If your baby has colic, chances are it's coming through the digestive system, which is premature, and the immune system, which is premature, as it relates, as it connects to something your baby is eating. You could do a food diary for your baby, too. See what your baby eats, and then see when the colic appears, and notice a link between what your baby's eating and your baby's digestive distress, known as colic. One of the silliest, craziest things you can do to feed, things you can feed your baby, is soy-based formulas. Not only is soy highly allergenic, but soy also ties up very important minerals, keeping them unavailable to your baby for growth, especially minerals that are important for the thyroid. And soy and thyroid conditions are intimately connected. There's a wonderful book called The Whole Soy Story by Kayla Daniels, D-I-N-I-E-L-S, the whole soy story that goes into this problem at length. All right. I also promised I was going to talk a little bit about fluoride, and as we're winding down the program, I'm probably not going to get to finish everything I want to say about fluoride today, but we can at least start the subject going, and then we'll continue tomorrow, and then maybe on Friday if we don't finish up tomorrow. Fluoride was first used by, guess who first used fluoride? It wasn't, I'll give you a clue, it wasn't to help with dental problems. Who were the first, what was the first country to really explore the uses of fluoride? Do you know, Doug?
I think it was Germany.
It was Germany. The Germans were very facile and very adept at working with chemistry. In fact, the whole pharmaceutical industry was born in the middle of the 19th century in Germany. The Bayer Company, B-A-Y-E-R, they're still around. And Bayer aspirin, or aspirin, was actually the first official pharmaceutical drug and gave birth to the entire pharmaceutical industry right around the middle of the 19th century. Well, the Germans pioneered the use of other drugs, too, and one of the drugs they pioneered the use of was fluoride, except they didn't care about fluoride for helping with dental problems. They were using fluoride as a dumbing-down agent. They were using fluoride as a docilizing agent, a substance that would make you calm and docile and stupid. They were using it in concentration camps to keep inmates at the concentration camps calm and docile and stupid. And that's one of the things that fluoride does. It works on your brain. In fact, one of the most important structures in your brain, it's actually not part of your brain, but it's located in the middle of your brain, is something called your pineal gland. And your pineal gland is a tiny, tiny, tiny little nub that grows out of the middle of the bone part of your head in the middle of your brain, and it's involved in converting melatonin to serotonin to back to melatonin. Now, melatonin, many of you guys know about melatonin as a substance that helps you sleep, but melatonin, in addition to being incredible for helping you sleep, melatonin is a very, very important antioxidant in the body. Antioxidants, as you recall, are rust protectors. They protect the body from rusting. And there's many different ones. Vitamin C works largely because it's a rust protector. Zinc is a rust protector antioxidant. Vitamin E is an antioxidant. There's literally hundreds of these different antioxidant substances, but one of the most powerful is melatonin, and it's made in the pineal gland. Not only is melatonin an antioxidant, however, but it gets converted into happy hormone. Happy hormone is serotonin. And serotonin is a brain chemical that keeps your mood where it needs to be. If you have problems with serotonin, you'll find yourself suffering from mood problems or depression. And many of the best-selling drugs in this country are drugs that work with serotonin, which is supposed to come from melatonin. And this conversion of serotonin to melatonin, back to serotonin, to back to melatonin, back and forth it goes, occurs in the pineal gland. Well, it turns out that the pineal gland is especially susceptible to fluoride. And the more fluoride you're ingesting, the more the weaker your pineal gland will be as it absorbs more and more of this fluoride. That's just one of the reasons why you want to stay away from this toxic, nasty substance. We're winding down the program, and I wish I could talk more about fluoride today, but I'm not going to get a chance to do that. Tomorrow we'll talk about how fluoride damages your bones. We'll talk about how fluoride damages your kidneys. We'll talk about how fluoride damages your thyroid, and we'll talk about more reasons why you want to stay away from fluoride and make sure you're not drinking lots of this drug. And it is a drug, by the way, even though it's in our tap water. It's a legal prescription drug, and you can only take 2.2 milligrams of it a day. And I have no idea how we're supposed to regulate the amount of fluoride we're getting in our drinking water, perhaps by not drinking water. We'll talk about that tomorrow. That's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks, Doug Winfrey. Thanks, Youngevity. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. If you want to learn more about the Youngevity line of products, get on my website, brightsideben.com. Click on the Become a Team Associate button or click on the Enrolled as a Preferred Customer and join me in my mission to help educate the world about the power of nutritional supplementation. Take care, everybody. Have a wonderful, beautiful day. Till tomorrow, live from the bright side. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.